Hear these words from Luke's 10th chapter. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves." Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends who are to go with the gospel, in coming days, some of us will probably be suffering from a fever. We're just entering the six-week peak time for the flu, and one of the accompanying things of the flu is fever. Now, I just use the expression to suffer from a fever, but fever is really a good thing. It's the body's way of killing the harmful bacteria within and restoring back to health. But I'm not here this morning just to talk about a physical fever. I'm here to talk about a fever that God wants us to have and that God alone can give us. We can call it mission fever. We can call it evangelism fever. We can call it a fever to want to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And we'll see in our text several symptoms of mission fever, evangelism fever, sharing the good news fever. The first one we notice is open eyes. Jesus says in our text, "Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers." The harvest truly is great. Jesus looked up and he saw a harvest out there, a harvest of people. If the farmer doesn't look up and see his crops when they're ready to be harvested, they can rot in the field and good things don't happen, obviously. The rich man in the story of Rich Man and Good Lazarus, he saw a harvest, but he saw it too late. He saw it from hell. And so we are to open our eyes now as this first symptom of mission fever. Open our eyes to see what's out there. And what do we see? We see a world of now over 7 billion people, most of them without hope and without God in the world. Some of them are far away in places like South America and Asia and Africa and all around the world, and some of them are right close by. Some of them are in your vicinity every single day of your life. We see them hopeless, helpless, even though they may not know it, without hope and without God in the world. About 3 weeks ago, a young woman in Australian woman traveling to Zambia thought she was going to have the thrill of her life. She was on a bridge overlooking the Zambezi River between Zambia and Zimbabwe, and she was going to do a bungee jump, and she thought she'd spring back marvelously and just have a delightful time. She jumps down, down, down towards the Zambezi River, which is filled with crocodiles. Near the water, the bungee cord snaps right in two. She lands in the water. The happy ending to that story is that she actually lived. Bruised and bandaged, she made her way to the shore and lived to tell about it this day. But that's an illustration of all human efforts to find God, to find peace with God, to find your way back to God, how they snap and fail. That's the world we see out there. God saw the world. He saw human efforts, how they could do nothing but fail because our sins were leading us farther and farther away from God. He saw, and he saw with compassion. and he sent his son. So now open your eyes, first of all, and just plain see. See a harvest out there, ready to be harvested. Jesus speaks of another symptom of mission fever when he says, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. Prayer is the second symptom. What should we pray for? Well, pray that God would send people where you and I can't go, to Zimbabwe and Zambia and South America and India and so forth. But pray also that God would make you a better, more feverish spokesperson for the good news of Jesus Christ. Pray that he would change your reluctant excuse-making attitude to a boldness that says, as I have opportunity, as God gives me opportunity, I want to spread that mighty word that we just sang about, the good news of Jesus Christ. The third symptom of mission fever is that of action. We can theorize about mission activity and evangelism work all we want. We can talk about it all we want, but finally it ends up being an active thing. And see how that shows up in our text. The Lord appointed 70, and he said, go. And he said, I send you out as lambs among wolves. So action. Jesus acted for us. Even as he was speaking these words, he was on his way to Jerusalem. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, he had said. And he knew exactly what was going to happen and talked about it. And yet he walked there freely, of his own free will, to do the will of the Father. He was willing to be sacrificed on the cross with the sins of the world upon him, so that you and I are free today because God has declared the world perfect, holy, forgiven, and God has given you the gift of the Holy Spirit and faith to receive this into your own life. So today you enjoy your forgiveness, your peace with God. And now he asks us to be active in that work. Evangelism work, mission work, is not really complicated at all. It takes just three things. It takes a messenger, you and I. It takes God's message, which is the power of God unto salvation. And it takes somebody to hear it or read a text message or read an email or whatever it is. So it takes a messenger, a message, and a messagee, if I can coin a word. Now it's our opportunity. Johnny Cash sang a song called Nobody. It struck me the first time I heard it. In the verses, there are four or five of them, but the refrain is always nobody. One verse has to do with a cold winter and who invited me in to be warm and give me some food? Nobody. It was a hot summer day and I needed something refreshing to drink and who gave me something to drink? Nobody. And one of the verses has to do with, I was whittling on a stick one day. And who told me, Johnny, that stick that you're whittling on is really dynamite? Nobody. And you can imagine the scene afterwards. Imagine if the answer of the refrain of our lives was always nobody. Well, somebody bothered to bring you to the waters of baptism. Somebody bothered to teach you the word, thanks to Jesus commissioning people. Somebody did this. Can you imagine if the jailer of Philippi cried out, what must I do to be saved? And who answered my question? Nobody. Now the Apostle Paul was there and he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. But action is what evangelism work, evangelism fever is all about. Use your God-given gift. Use the warming of your own soul that God has given you so that your mouth would be freed to share the good news. Finally, there is joy as the final characteristic of mission work. After our text is completed and the disciples go out, they have great success. Yes, there were wolves. Jesus sent them out as sheep among wolves. And not everybody believed, of course not. But God knew who would. They simply spoke God's powerful message, and God did the rest. The disciples returned with joy, we're told. And we're told also, Jesus was filled with joy in the Holy Spirit. Why? Because people had, through the Holy Spirit, assumed childlike faith and believed the message. The sophisticated, highly learned ones had refused the message, but some believed, and Jesus was filled with joy in the Holy Spirit. So mission fever includes joy. The Lord will give success in His given time, in His given way. So what's our prayer today? Lord, give us open eyes to see the field. Lord, give us a rich prayer life so that we pray for laborers and that we too be those laborers. Lord, give us action so that we actually do and don't just talk about. And Lord, give us joy in serving You. Let us arise and pray. Dear Lord, by Your word and spirit, ignite us with mission fever. By the warmth of the good news in Jesus that we already enjoy, melt the ice of our resistance and hesitance. Break our tongue-tied silence and make our mouths eloquent with Your message of forgiveness, peace, and the promise of eternal life through the life, death, and rising of Jesus our Lord. Amen.